Put another way, when we believe something to be true, we take special note of things that validate that belief. At the same time, we're blind to things that don't fit our beliefs. This feature of human nature is powerfully in play when gratitude is competing with gloominess. We see what we're looking for. If you're looking for problems, you'll see problems everywhere. If you believe you can't catch a break and everyone, including God, is out to get you, then you're going to notice everything that seems to validate that belief and be blind to 100 blessings. In the same way, if you're looking for things to be thankful for, if you believe in your heart that God will reward you in the long run for doing the right thing, you're going to notice evidence of those things all around you. They would have been there either way. It's just that your attitude attuned your brain to see them. Dwelling on the negative even affects your body. A growing number of studies have revealed that maintaining a heart of gratitude and a positive outlook brings huge physical benefits. For example, researchers had a group of people keep a daily gratitude journal in which they simply wrote down things for which they were grateful. Compared with the control group, the gratitude group reported 16% fewer symptoms of illness, 19% more time spent exercising, 10% less physical pain, 8% more sleep, 25% increased quality of sleep. Facts are facts. Study after study has shown that positive people are healthier, less stressed, and generally happier. Chronically grateful people report that they spend less time feeling sick and more time feeling better about their lives, and they're optimistic about the future. I'm not talking about being in denial about your problems, putting your head in the sand, and pretending everything is perfect and sunny when it isn't. I'm talking about